Amen. Praise God. Good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing today? It's a good day. Amen. Jesus is still on the throne, right? Amen. 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 I'm excited to be with you this morning. And before we get started, I want to welcome everyone. What a great job the worship team did this morning. Amen. Praise God. I want to, before I share God's word with you, I just want to, you know, let you know, yes, there was presidential elections this week, and maybe your candidate didn't win, my candidate didn't win, but my purpose won, pro-life, 70 million people voted for babies in the womb, 70 million, that's the first in our history, in our country. First time in our history that that many people voted for babies in the womb. Now, we know that there's still, it's not over only because the news media is not the one that declare our president. So whatever the process is, so be it. But that being said, should Joe Biden be officially declared as the 46th president of the United States, we will honor him for 4 years, and we'll speak good about him. As a church, you can, you know, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying as a church, we will honor him, and we will cover him and bless him. But we will resist every step of the way his pro-abortion agenda, that's for sure. And we will fight on for our country. We'll fight on for our babies. I personally will resist everything that is anti-God. And so we will resist his regulations on the church. We will resist his ban on our guns. We will resist all of that. I'll resist absolutely his defunding police and defunding the military. Anyway, we got 4 years to fight that battle, and we will fight it. Amen. I'm not speaking for you. I'm saying for me, I will fight that and continue because I believe in my country. And apparently so does 70 million people. So that gives me a lot of hope. I mean, if it was like California, California is like 70-30. My state, I love so much. Whew, man, my state is, it's determined what it wants to be and what it's going to be. You know, this morning I went to buy donuts for our kids, and sitting there going in my car, a homeless person is using the restroom. I'm not talking about urinating. This person is right there in the front of the parking lot, wide open, using the restroom, and is looking at me like, what? What do you got to say? You know, and that's kind of where our country's headed, and it's where it's been, and our state, rather. But it's not over. Amen. It's not over. And 70 million people stood up and voted for all those things. And so that gives me a lot of hope that there's 70 million people that are going to fight for the womb, 70 million people and more. And we're going to keep educating people along the way. We're going to keep teaching people along the way. And we're not going to allow the universities and our professors in the universities to dictate the future of this country. And we send some kids to college, and we're going to teach our kids to stand up to their professors. When did professors ever tell our kids not how to think, but what to think? What to think. That's not what they're supposed to be doing. Anyway, that's there it is there. So I will forever be grateful to President Trump for appointing three justices that are pro-life on the Supreme Court and over 300 federal judges across the nation. And for that, I will never, ever forget him for that, for doing that. Amen. So a lot of change has taken place, and we are still in the middle of this pandemic, folks. In fact, it's on an uptick across the nation, and it's even on an uptick here in our state. But we know that, I believe, we know how we can manage this. We can manage this pandemic. And as you look past we look past this past year, we're coming to the close of it. We never would have thought that we have gone through what we've gone through this year. But through it all, I would say that God has been with us every step of the way. Even when it felt like our hair was on fire, right? And I have felt like that throughout this year. How many have felt like that throughout this year? Yep. Through all of that, And this month of November, to me, is the month of thanksgiving and gratitude. Through all of that, I'm grateful for the peace of God. I am grateful for His perfect peace. I'm grateful that God walks with me through the storm. There's an old, old hymn that my parents used to sing, and it went something like this: and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. That's the God that is still with me and still with you today. Through every storm, through every trial, through every tribulation, He is with us. I love this quote. And by the way, I do want to say before I go any further, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans. That's this Wednesday. Another thing I'll be very grateful to President Trump for is he honored our vets. And he's done a lot for our veterans. And for that, I'll never forget him as well. So happy Veterans Day, everybody. Those who are veterans, would you stand to your feet? If you are a veteran during wartime, peacetime, doesn't matter. Stand to your feet. Oh, we love you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. We will always be grateful to you for your service to our country, always. And you will always be honored in this church, that's for sure. Amen. So here's a quote I wanted to share with you this morning about storms and about peace and about life in the storm. And it says, if you want to see the sunshine, you have to weather the storm. Right? And that's something we should be teaching our kids. That's something we should be teaching in our youth groups and what we should be teaching our children. Life is about storms. Life is about trial and tribulation. For if we thought that life was only about good, we would be missing out in the teaching or teaching correctly to our children. Life is not just about good. Life has a lot of bad in it, but it's still life. Life has a lot of difficulty in it, but it's still life. Life has a lot of hard moments, but it's still life. If you want to see the sunshine, you have to weather the storm. That's something that we've all come used to, that we know that the storms are coming, but the storms will end. How many know that? That storms are going to end, that a storm will end. Amen. Another quote, I love this, is, and this is a good one, remember to play after every storm. Do you remember when you were a kid? And you sat there at the window watching the rain and wondering, when do you get to go out and play? When is it going to be over? And as soon as it stopped raining, you looked at your mom or your dad, can I go now? And all of it, well, this is how I grew up. All of our friends, we ended up in the street hanging out, you know, playing football or baseball or something. We all couldn't wait for the storm to be over so we can go out and play. And I love this quote because, listen, tough times happen, but the problem that I tend to get into is that when tough times happen, I carry it into my playtime. Anybody else like that, or is that just your pastor? I tend to hold on to my storms too long. I tend to hold on to my difficulty too long. And when I should be playing, I'm still thinking about the storm that I was in. But listen, there's a time for us to let go of those storms. There's a time for us to let go of that difficulty, that tribulation. Whatever you went through this, whatever you have been through this week is done. Today starts a brand new week. Today starts a brand new week. My mentor, Pastor Ron, who I love so much, would always say to me, you know why I love golf, Pastor Steve? I said, no, sir, why? Because I got 18 chances to do better. Every hole is a new hole. And if I'm looking at the triple bogey that I had in hole number 14, I'm on hole number 15. I can't carry that over. If you're carrying over yesterday's trials and tribulations, you're missing out on today's sunshine. You're missing out on today's opportunities. You're missing out on today's blessings. God knew this. Jesus knew this. That's why I'm grateful. Gratitude is knowing that God is a God of peace. Did you know He's the God of peace? Jesus knew this. Jesus knew that we would have times like this because He said, in this life, you will have storms. And John 16:33, in His word here, it says, I have told you these things. I have told you these things. I share with you these things so that in me, you may have peace. He said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. Jesus told us that. Jesus told us that. He said, you're going to have trouble. That's life. You're going to have difficult times. That's life. He said, but in me, you'll have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. Take heart. You know what that means? Is you got to choose to. You have to choose to take heart. You have to choose to take courage. You have to choose to let yesterday go. You have to choose to let your trial and your tribulations be done with. That's what that means. It means take heart. Take courage. When Joshua was about to cross over, God said to him a number of times, only be courageous, Joshua. Only take heart, Joshua. Be of good courage, Joshua. In other words, don't let your trials and your tribulations keep you back. Don't let your fear keep you back. Don't let your disappointment keep you back. Don't let yesterday's problems keep you back. Keep your eyes on him. Notice that your peace is in him and not in a person. Your peace is in him and not in a president. Your peace is in him and not in a pastor. Your peace is in him and not in a relationship. The only thing that is sure and on stable ground is him, Jesus. So take heart. And sometimes when you take heart, you have to encourage yourself. It's God's will. It's God's will for you to have peace. That's God's will. We know it. He said it. In verse 16, John chapter 16, he said it. He wants us to have peace. So is it possible? Does having peace mean that I only have peace when things are going good? That's not what that means. You can have peace even in the storm. You can have peace even in your trial and tribulation, even when life is coming against you, even when people are coming against you, even when everything is facing you and it's difficult, you can still have peace because your peace is in him. Your peace is in him. Set your eyes on God this morning. I'm grateful for the peace that he gives me because he is my peace. He doesn't just give peace. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is peace. He's my Savior. He's my God. He's my joy. He's my strength. He's my overcomer. He's my rock. He's the one I run to. He's the one I call to. He's the one I look to. He's my God. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He will never quit on me. He's going to stay with me through every storm. He's going to stay with me through every valley. He will be with me when things aren't good. That's my Jesus. And he tells me that I got to proclaim peace. Isaiah 57 verse 19, it says, peace, peace, far and near. Let your song be peace. I thank God for those around me whose song is peace. You see, there are some folks around us whose song is always, woe is me. There's some folks around us whose song is always, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But there are also those around us whose song is trust in God. Whose song, it's their words that are coming out of their mouth. It's their song of praise, trust in God. Their song is peace. Their song is Jesus. So let your declaration like the ain't be the ain't like the angel when Jesus was born. He said, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. We know we will have tribulation in this life. We even know that God will chastise us. And yet we're called to peace. We're called to him. In this day and age we're living in, stand up for justice and guess what? Look what will happen to you. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for anything holy and true, and people will not only just, you know, well, that's your opinion. No, they'll come against you with every foul word. But Jesus said, be you blessed when people say all manner of evil against you. Keep talking. Keep fighting. Keep standing up for righteousness. Keep standing up for justice. Keep standing up for babies in the womb. And don't let anybody silence you. Take courage. And choose to find peace. One of my banner scriptures, if you would, and what I mean, if I ever had a word, is what sustained me when I had a breakdown. As your pastor, over 20 years ago, when I thought I was on the edge of life, and I thought I was going to jump, and I thought I was going to tip over, I was at that tipping point. I didn't think I was going to make it. And some people preached at me and said, where's your faith, preacher? But other people like Pastor Carrie, who wasn't Pastor Carrie back then, she was my intercessor, said, that's okay, I got you covered. We're going to pray you through. We're going to pray you through. Didn't know why it happened. I don't know why it happened, just did. And every day I'd walk around my neighborhood with Isaiah 26:3 in my pocket and written down, and I pull it out, and it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So my mind was my battle. My mind was my struggle. You see, my mind was telling me you're not going to make it. My mind was telling me you're not going to survive this. My mind was telling me your wife and daughter are going to visit you in the institution. But God's word was saying, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. That's what God was saying. I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on me. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. So the storm is all around us. Keep your mind on him. Trial and tribulation can be all around you. Keep your mind on him. Keep your mind on him. Isaiah 26:3. Keep your mind on him. We've been through a pandemic season, and it's been difficult, but there's been some good about this season this year. I thank God for Brother Joe. He met them behind me right here. I want to introduce to the church Manuel Ochoa, who's on the piano. Say hello, Manuel. And Rebecca, his wife, way in the back there. God bless you, Rebecca. They came to us because they saw we were open during the pandemic when everybody else was shut down. They travel all the way from San Jose to be here Sunday morning. All the way from San Jose. Sing. And then that young man next to him on the guitar, Carlos Santana. David Botello. David and Norma have returned to our church. They've been with us. They were with us in the beginning for many years. And we're blessed to have them back during this season as well. Amen. So I asked them to put together a song for me. Because this song I want to dedicate it to you. To anybody who's struggling. Anybody who feels like old song by Andre Crouch. It's Isaiah 26:3. Help me welcome Manuel and David and our worship team. Thank you.
will keep you in perfect peace.
Blessing that was for us as we prepare to leave the sanctuary. I just want to pray real quick. We just thank you, God, for the peace that you give, for the peace that you are. Even in the midst of the storm, you are the anchor that holds, and we thank you today for that blessing and that reminder, my God, of your faithfulness toward us. We love you this morning. I want to say thank you as well to Ronnie B on the bass, Travis on the drums, and Isaac from our Spanish service. Woo! First time with us. His lovely wife, attend our Spanish service. But wow, what a gift this morning. Are you encouraged? Amen. Come on, church. We need to be encouraged because we're in Christ.
That's right.
Okay? So don't let the troubles of the day overtake you. He's a good and perfect God, and he's for you and not against you. Amen. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, and we can be assured of that today. God bless you this morning. We love you. We're grateful. We'll see you next week. And as you make your way out both side doors, just know that you're loved by CWC, and we're so happy that you're part of this family. God bless you today.
Amen.
Amen.